thankful that this church is here and it's been planted and it's blessed us very greatly. And so I am going to share a little bit of who I am since I am now part of this family. So I was raised in a Christian home by immigrant parents. They moved over from China, and my dad came over to the States to study at University of Kentucky, and I was actually born in Kentucky. So after that, we moved over to California, and that's basically where I've grown up. We grew up in the Bay Area in Fremont, and I didn't have like a regular childhood, so I lost both my younger brother and my dad to cancer when I was little, and that's actually what brought us to Elk Grove. So my mom and I started a new life up here. My older brother was going to UC Davis, and we created a new community in this in Elk Grove. And I had grown up going to all the church things like VBS and youth group, Awana, knew all the answers to Sunday school, didn't play the games in high school because I thought it was too cool for that. Just did all the motions, but during that time growing up, I knew how important church body was and how important it was to have Christ in my life. And so it was revealed to me at a very young age that I needed that, and I'm very thankful for it. But it wasn't until college, I also went to Davis, that I learned what it meant to really be a follower of Christ and to have a life fully devoted to him. And I learned this at my old church, at River City Grace, where they taught what church membership was and what it meant to pursue Christ and to invest in those that are around you. And because of that, I grew a lot, and I learned that it wasn't just about the things that I do and the words that I say, but my actions and the desire to fight sin in our hearts. And from then on, I have seen the Lord's faithfulness in my life and how he's been so gracious to my family and I, and I hope that I can be a tool here at my new church.
Well, don't go away, Melinda. Let me pray for you. And if it's not obvious, we are recommending Melinda to you as a member here at Gold Country Baptist Church. Corey and I spent about an hour, a little bit longer than that, not long ago with Melinda. And it is a pleasure to have you here. And we look forward to ministering with you and serving with you and you serving with us. So let's pray about that right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for Melinda that you have brought her here. We understand, Lord, that it is a loss to her previous church family at River City Grace, and I'm sure a loss to her as well. And yet, Lord, we are at the same time blessed to have that relationship with another local body that would suggest, you know, Melinda, if you're going to serve, then you need to go to the church you're nearest. And we have that wonderful relationship with River City Grace and Greg Stover and the elders there. And Lord, it is a wonderful relationship. And Melinda is with us now. So, Lord, we pray that you would bless her as she is a member here. Lead her as you will to serve. Help us to serve her well, certainly as leadership, as elders, but also as a church. And we pray, Lord, that you would grow us all together closer, including Melinda, in the body of Christ. Because truly, Lord, we all have members of our families that we will not be spending eternity with, but we will be spending eternity with our church family, the body of Christ. So we pray that you would build that relationship here. Between all of us and Melinda as well. Again, thank you, Lord. Melinda's already been a blessing to us, and just use her here. Use us to serve her. So with all that, we give it to you for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.